This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In health news today, Walgreens, the drugstore chain, is going to close something like 150 of its in-store walk-in clinics, the ones it has been running itself, not profitably, it should be said. About 200 clinics that are connected with local health care providers will stay open. At the same time, Walgreens is going to add some Jenny Craig weight loss centers to some of its stores as well. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra explains the strategy here.
Did you know that you could get a blood test at some Walgreens or see a doctor or a dentist? Walgreens, like its competitors, CVS and Walmart, has been trying to turn itself into a sort of healthcare hub. Robert Huckman at Harvard Business School says for that to work,
they need a set of consumers who are willing to see that retail pharmacy is not simply a place they go for candy bars and deodorant and toothpaste, but a place where they might actually go to get healthcare and advice about how to improve their health.
We're not there yet. Huckman says the Walgreens clinics haven't performed that well.
And so what all these clinic models are now trying to do is to increase their presence and repeat interaction with customers.
This is where Jenny Craig comes in. Weight loss programs are something you wouldn't necessarily get at your doctor's office. Also, as Elizabeth Carpenter at the consulting firm Avalere Health points out, they require you to come in regularly.
You know, if you think about a clinic model, somebody may have strep throat once a year and decide to, you know, use an in-store clinic with something potentially like Jenny Craig. In theory, that engagement would be ongoing.
The idea is if Walgreens can get customers into stores every week to meet with a dietary consultant, get weighed, and come up with a meal plan, those people might get used to the idea of getting health and wellness services from a retail pharmacy. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.